हरि ओम तत्सत श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सदा शिव समारंभाम् व्यास शंकर मध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्य पर्यन्ताम् वंदे तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ओम शांति 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 यस्मादेवं अतः तस्मात् अथ अनन्तरं श्रोतुः शिष्यस्य अनुप्रश्नाः आचार्योक्तिम् अनु एते प्रश्नाः शिष्यस्य अनुप्रश्नाः मीन्स् द स्टूडेंट्स् क्वेश्चन्स् बेस्ड् आन् द टीचिङ्ग् आर् काल्ड् अनुप्रश्नाः प्रश्नः लिटरली मीन्स् क्वेश्चन् बट् क्वेश्चन्स् बेस्ड् आन् द टीचिङ्ग् आर् नोन् एस् अनुप्रश्नाः अण्ड् शिष्यस्य अनुप्रश्नाः अण्ड् हू इस् द शिष्य हू इस् लिस्निङ्ग् टु द टीचिङ्ग् श्रोतुः श्रोतुः शिष्यस्य अनुप्रश्नाः सो आचार्य उक्तिम् अनु एते प्रश्नाः These questions are based on Acharya's teaching. Samanyam hi Brahma Akashadi Karanatvat. So Brahman is the common cause of both. Both means Avidushaha, Vidushaha cha. Vidushaha and Avidushaha. Samanyam hi ब्रह्म आकाशादि कारणत्वात् विदुषः अविदुषः च सो ब्रह्मन् इस् दि कास् आफ् वैस् पर्सन् एस् वेल् एस् इग्नरेण्ट् पर्सन् एस् ब्रह्मन् इस् दि कास् आफ् एव्रिथिङ्ग् रैट् फ्रम् आकाश सो वाट् केम् इन् टु एक्सिस्टेन्स् फस्ट् इस् स्पेस् सो इवन् स्पेस् स्पेस् आन्वर्ड्स् फार् एव्रिथिङ्ग् ब्रह्मन् इस् दि कास् देर्फोर् ब्रह्मन् इस् दि कास् आफ् इग्नरेण्ट् पर्सन् एण्ड् वैस् पर्सन् Therefore, it is said, Samanyam hi Brahma Akashadi Karanatvat Vidushaha Avidushaha cha. Ataha Avidushaha api Brahma Praptihi Ashankyate. Therefore, Brahma Praptihi, attainment of Brahman must be there for a ignorant person also. See, if you say, Everything comes into existence from Brahman. Everything exists in Brahman. Everything should go back to Brahma. That is the order. If everything comes into Brahman, comes into existence from Brahman, should go back to Brahman means ignorant person also. The cause of ignorant person also is Brahma. Therefore, he also must go back to Brahman only. Why only wise person? Therefore, The student's question is what? Based on the teaching. He has been listening all the time. Everything comes into existence from Brahma. Everything exists in Brahma. Everything is sustained by Brahma. And finally, everything goes back to Brahman also. From wherever they have come into existence. That means, for wise person and for ignorant person. For both of them, Brahman is the cause. Then both of them must go back to Brahman only. That is the doubt. Whether ignorant person also goes back to Brahman or not. Really, the student is cornering the teacher. The teacher is cornered. Whether ignorant person goes back to Brahman or not. Suppose the teacher says, no, ignorant person does not go back to Brahman. The teacher student will ask, that means wise person also will not go back to Brahman. Good question, isn't it? If ignorant person does not go back to Brahma, the wise person also should not go back to Brahman. Because of both of them, cause is the same Brahma. If wise person does not go back to Brahman, then the very study is a waste of time. If ignorant person also goes, wise person also does go. Then what is the point in studying Shastram? Why do we need Jnanam? Don't need Jnanam. Therefore, the teacher is into trouble now. Therefore, the student is asking an interesting question. That's why I said this portion will clarify a lot of doubts. So, that's why the question is, Ataha avidushaha api brahma praptihi ashankyate. Yasmad evam ataha tasmat atha anantaram shrotuhu shishyasya anuprashnaha. Shrotuhu shishyasya anuprashnaha. The shishya who's been listening, he has questions based on the teaching. Acharya vuktim anu. See, his questions are not irrelevant questions. His questions are not something on his own. So questions are based on what the teacher taught. Anu. Acharya uktim anu yete prashnaha. Samanyam hi brahma akashadi karanatvat. Brahman is the same cause of everything. Okay. Right from space. Therefore, of both wise person and ignorant person. Vidushaha avidushaha cha. Ataha avidushaha api brahma praptihi ashankyate. I'm going to read English now. Since this is the case, thereafter, there are these questions of the disciple. Who is listening and which are in keeping with who is listening? These are these questions of the disciple who is listening and which are in keeping with what the teacher has taught. Brahman is the common cause of both the wise person and the ignorant, as it is the cause of space, etc. Therefore, the gain of Brahman, even by those who are ignorant, is doubted. Yasmadi evam, this being so, ataha, tasmat, therefore, atha anantaram, thereafter, srotuhu shishyasya anuprashnaha. These are the questions of the disciple who is listening to the teaching. After what? Acharyoktim anu. Anushrutya, in keeping with the teaching of the acharya. In kaschana gacchati, there is a pluta. Elongation of vowel e, and that is to mark the question. It is all an oral tradition. Therefore, a question mark is recognized in chanting. A question mark is recognized in chanting by the pluta. There is plural number in etc. Prashnaha, these questions, that means there must be, that means there are minimum three questions. In fact, there are four questions here. What is the basis for these questions? Brahma akashadi karanatvat. Brahman is the cause of everything, beginning from space. Therefore, it is samanyam, common to both Vidwan and Avidwan. Both of them have a body because of Brahman. Therefore, the question is, since both are born of Brahman, after death, both have to go back to Brahman. So, what makes a Vidwan different? Why should I strive hard to gain this knowledge? Like Vidwan, I will also go back to Brahman anyway. So questions are based on this premise. What is Prashna Bijam? From where do these questions arise? What creates this doubt? What are the possible sources of doubt? This is an important commitment of the teacher to find out. This is a style adopted by the Shastram. The Shastram has the power to mandate because it is a Shastram. But being a pramanam, means of knowledge, it can never make a statement which is illogical. And one that goes against other pramanas. It can never make a statement which is illogical and one that goes against other pramanas. Otherwise, anyone can present any book as a pramanam that contradicts other pramanas. That is not acceptable to us. But Shruti employs a method which allows you to ask certain questions and addresses the same. Therefore, Bhashyakara points out the Prashna Bijam, the cause, seed of the questions. Brahma Samanyam, Brahman is common for Vidwan and Avidwan, for both knower of Brahman and one who is yet to know Brahman. Avidwan is not born out of some other cause. He is also born of the same Brahman. Vidwan also is born of the same Brahman. Both of them have Karya Karana Sanghata, body, mind, sense complex, which is born of five elements, physical and subtle. Brahman is the cause of all the elements, starting from space. Therefore, Brahman being common to both of them, avidushopi brahma praptihi asankhyate. After the death of the body, after the body resolves in the cause, an avidwan also should gain Brahman like the vidwan. Like a pot, when it breaks, becomes clay. So too, body is born of Brahman, sustained by Brahman, and should go back to Brahman. Taittiriyam says, third chapter, first section, first mantra, Taittiriya Upanishad says, Yatova imani bhutani jayante, yena jatani jivanti, yat prayanti abhisam vishanti, iti, abhisam vishanti. Yato va imani bhutani jayante, yena jatani jivanti, yat prayanti abhisam vishanti, iti. Iti is not here, I added. Abhisam vishanti, that from which all beings are born, that by which they are sustained, and that unto which they resolve is Brahman. So, if a Vidwan gains Brahman, an Avidwan also should gain Brahman. This is the Prashna Bijam. This is the seed of the question. Uta means api. Also, Avidwan amum lokam paramatmanam itaha pretya kaschana chana shabda apyarthe. We did in a Sanskrit class, chana shabda apyarthe, in sense of also the chana is used. Kaschana, someone also. Avidvanapi gachati prapnoti. Leaving this body, does an ignorant person also reach that Brahman? The word chana means api, even. Does an ignorant person also gain the Brahman? Uta api, also. Pretya mritva, after dying. Avidvan kaschana, avidvanapi, amum lokam gachati. Does an ignorant person also go to Brahman? The word lokaha is a very nice word, used in the Shastram in different senses. Lokaha is generally a field, a sphere of experience. Like bhulokaha, bhavarlokaha, and suvarlokaha. Another meaning is people in general. as we pray, Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. May all living beings be happy. Then, Brahmaiva Lokaha, Brahma Lokaha. Brahman itself is called Lokaha. Lokyate Anubhuyate Anenaiti. That by which everything is experienced. Therefore, Brahman Paramatma is Lokaha. Itaha Asman Lokat Pretya. Leaving this world, Amum Lokam Paramatmanam Avidvan Apigachati. Does an ignorant person reach Brahman? Brahman, does an ignorant person reach Brahman under discussion? Yatha Vidvan Gachati, like an over gains Brahman. Can I go ahead? Okay. Kim va nagachati? Kim va nagachati? Iti dvitiyaha api prashtaha drashtavyaha. Iti dvitiyopi prashtaha drashtavyaha. Anuprashnaha iti bahuvachanat. Vidvam samprati. Vidvamsam prati anyodvo yadi avidvan samanyam karanamapi brahma na gacchati ataha vidushopi brahma gamanam ashankyate. A second question also should be implied here, thus, or does he not go because of the use of a plural number in Anuprashnaha? The remaining two questions are with reference to the knower. If an ignorant person does not reach Brahman, even though it is a common cause, then with reference to a knower also, there is the doubt of not reaching Brahman. Is it clear? Okay. Avidvan na vagachati.
Not quite clear with this. Brahman under discussion, the last two lines in the first paragraph.
Yeah.
Then, like a knower gains Brahman. So,
what the question is, let me tell you what the question is. See, knower gains Brahman. And that is already said. Brahman under discussion means what? Brahman is the one who has to be known, discovered. By knowing Brahman, one attains Brahman. But the key question is, if wise person, ignorant person, all of them have come into existence from Brahman, as per the rule, everything which comes into existence from Brahman should go back to Brahman. That means wise person will go back, ignorant person also has to go back. But the ignorant person also goes back to Brahman. That's one question number one. Ignorant person does not go, then wise person also cannot go. That is the question. That's what it is said. Like an over gains Brahman. Over gains Brahman. So also, ignorant person also goes to Brahman. That is his question.
Yeah, but if the over gains Brahman, the Nova is resolved in Brahman. So, but the ignorant person will be born again.
That's okay. That's what we know. But here the student's question is like that. The student has a question, Kalyanima. So this, we're going to see, understand here clearly. That's why our doubts have become very clear.
Swamini.
So, yeah.
Plutaha, you said it's a question. Is it always a question when there's a Plutaha, or is it just Sora, you say that?
Pardon?
When there's a Plutaha, you said it's a question.
Pluta. Yeah.
Pluta, sorry.
See, especially this particular thing, Kaschanagachati.
Okay.
Aho vidvanam lokam prap kaschana gacchati. Yeah, that question Pluta, kaschana gacchati means what? Does someone go to Brahman? Ignorant person also go to Brahman. The Pluta, நீங்க சாப்பாட்டுக்கு வர்றீங்களா வரலையா அப்படின்னு சப்போஸ் உங்க வீட்டு அம்மா கேட்டான்னு வச்சுக்கலாம். ஜாஸ்க் யூ, ஆர் யூ கோயிங் டு கம் பேக் ஹோம் ஃபார் லஞ்ச் ஆர் அப்படி இஃப் ஷி டிராக்ஸ் யூ, வாட் டஸ் இட் மீன்? எப்போ யூ டெல் ஹிம், டெல் ஹர் ஐ மே ஐ வில் கம் பேக் ஹோம் ஃபார் லஞ்ச் ஆர் ஐ மீன் நாட். இஃப் யூ சே that prolongation is what? Still understand, okay, you will not come back home for lunch. You will eat outside. In some way. So, he does a kaschana gacchati. That Pluta implies question word. Shankaracharya says that in his bhasham. We don't understand. Shankaracharya's commentary helps us understand it. Yeah. See, this portion is very simple and nice. கிம் வா ந கச்சதி இதி த்விதியோபி ப்ரஷ்னஹ த்ரஷ்டவ்யஹ. A second question also should be implied here. Thus, or does he not go? கிம் வா ந கச்சதி, does he not go? இதி த்விதியஹ ப்ரஷ்னஹ த்ரஷ்டவ்யஹ. A second question also should be looked into. அனுப்பிரஷ்னாக இத்தி பகுவச்சனாத் வித்வாம்சம் பிரதி அன்யோ த்வௌ யதி அவித்வான் சாமான்யம் காரணம் அபி பிரம்மன ந கச்சதி. அதஹ விதுஷஹ அபி பிரம்ம அகமனம் ஆசங்கியதே. The two questions based on வித்வான் and two questions for அவித்வான். Whether a ignorant person goes back to Brahman or not. If a ignorant person does not go back to Brahman, then wise person also cannot go back to Brahman. Why? Because for both of them, cause is the same. If wise person also cannot go, then what is the use of attaining jnanam? If both go also, then what is the use of attaining jnanam? Without jnanam, ignorant person also attains what wise person attains. Ignorant person also can attain what wise person attains. Then what is the point in knowing? That will come later on. Okay. Repeat English again. A second question also should be implied here. Thus. Implied here thus. Or does he not go? Because of the use of plural number in anuprashnaha, the remaining two questions are with reference to the knower. If an ignorant person does not reach Brahman, even though it is a common cause, then with reference to a knower also, there is the doubt of not reaching Brahman. Avidvan na gacchati. Does an ignorant person not reach Brahman? This is dvitiyaha prashnaha, a second question. Why do you say so? Because anuprashnaha iti bahuvachanat. Use of plural number is there in the word anuprashnaha. The rest of the two questions are pertaining to vidwan, knower. If avidwan does not go to Brahman, then vidushaha api brahma agamanam, non-reaching Brahman. Vidwan's not going to Brahman. Brahma agamanam, vidwan's not going to Brahman, ashankite is also doubted. What is the reason for this doubt? Both vidwan and avidwan are born of Brahman. Sustained by Brahman and go back to Brahman. Brahman is the common cause for both of them. Therefore, if avidwan does not go, vidwan also will not go. What is the guarantee that Vidwan would go to Brahman. If both of them are Brahman, then what distinguishes a Vidwan from a Vidwan? One who does not take himself to be other than Brahman is Vidwan. One who does not take himself to be other than Brahman is Vidwan. So the wise person is the one who does not see oneself being separate from Brahman. The idea of question is to bring out this teaching very clearly. Very nice. Ataha tam prati prashnaha. Ataha tam prati prashnaha. Therefore, related to him is this question. Aho vidwan iti. Vidwan brahmavit api kaschit itaha pretya amum lokam samashnute prapnoti. Therefore, related to him is this question. Aho vidwan and so on. Does someone who is a knower of Brahman, departing from here, reach that world of Brahman? Does someone who is a knower of Brahman, departing from here, itaha pretya amum lokam, reach that world of Brahman, amum lokam samashnute, amum lokam prapnoti? So does someone who is a knower of Brahman, departing from here, reach that world of Brahman? He explains the sentence, aho, aho, vidwan, iti. Ataha, tam prati prashnaha. Since there is a doubt with reference to the knower of Brahman, reaching Brahman, therefore, this question pertains to him. Aho is the same as ahosvit, the simple meaning of which is va or. Both are indeclinables. Vidwan here is Brahmavit, knower of Brahman. Saha Brahmavitapi kaschit. Saha Brahmavidapi kaschit. Does a knower of Brahman also, itaha asmat lokat pretya mrutva. Asmat lokat pretya means mrutva, dying to this world. Amum lokam samashnute, go to Brahman. Does he gain Brahman? Amum lokam is the object of the verb samashnute. Thereby you get the clue as how to interpret the word lokaha. If we connect amum lokam to pretya, then we have to supply the object for the verb samashnute. We have to say brahma samashnute nava. But here amum lokam is the object of the verb samashnute. And loka means Brahman. So Bhashyakara now explains the word samashnutav iti, which indicates a question. Samashnute u ityevam sthite ayadeshe yalope chakrute akarasya plutihi samashnutav iti. Akarasya plutihi. Akarasya prolongation is for akara. Vidwan samashnute amum lokam. Kimva yatha avidwan. Evam vidwan api na samashnute. Iti aparaha prashnaha. Dvaveva va prashnau. Vidvad avidvad vishayau. Vidvad avidvad vishayau. Vidvada vidvad vishayau. Bahuvachanam tu samarthya prapta prashnantarapekshaya. when the expression is samashnute u, there is the substitute I for a while joining the words, and the elision of that I, the yakara, then the vowel a is lengthened by 3 units and we get samashnuta. Does the knower attain that Brahman? Or the other question is, does the knower not attain Brahman just like an ignorant person? Alternatively, there are only 2 questions centered on the knower and the ignorant. The usage of plural is contingent upon another question that may crop up by implication. The vowel a in samashnuta has 3 matras. That is being explained first. It was a becomes I, and the letter y, yakara, is elided. Then akara gets plutihi, 3 units. The sense of prashnaha, question. Vidvan samashnute kim? Does the knower of Brahman gain Brahman? Is the first question. The other question is, vidvan apina samashnute, does he also not gain Brahman like avidvan? First we saw 2 questions related to avidvan. So there are 4 questions in total. Now Bhashyakara feels na samashnute does not become another question, because the question does he get implies does he not get also. Therefore dvau eva, only 2 questions are there, one pertaining to avidvan and the other pertaining to vidvan. Avidvan samashnute va, vidvan api samashnute va. When you say vidvan is born of Brahman, many factors are involved. Vidvan is Sachidananda Atma. He is a Karta Bhokta Jivaha. Both are anadi. Neither Atma is born nor Jiva, but Karyakarana Sanghata is born of Brahman. Therefore, it goes back to Brahman. Until the Jiva comes to know that he is Brahman, he will be born again and again. Therefore, 2 questions only are there. One with reference to avidvan and the other with reference to vidvan. Then the plural usage has to be defended. Bahuvachanam tu samarthya prapta prashnantara apekshaya. Ghatate. A plural usage is based on the assumption of a possibility of many questions due to samarthyam, implication. One need not create any pressure to find more questions. Asat brahmeti veda chet, asti brahmeti ched veda iti shavanadasti asti nasti iti samshayaha. Tataha artha praptaha kim asti nasti pratamaha anuprashnaha. Brahmanaha apakshapatitvat avidvan gachati na gachati iti dvitiyaha prashnaha. Brahmanaha samatvepi avidushaha api agamanam ashankyate. Kim vidvan samashnute na samashnute iti tritiyaha anuprashnaha. Beautiful. 4 questions are given here. The 3 questions are given here. What are the 4 questions? You have to make a note now. 3 questions are mentioned here. Let us read this. Let me put my own words first. See, the plural usage of the word prashnaha is justified. Okay, there are only two, but still we have to take four questions. This is the interpretation to justify the plural number. Anuprashnaha. So Shruti itself has four questions. Two pertaining to Vidwan, two pertaining to Avidwan. Altogether, you have four questions. He made it into four. But still he has distaste. He is not very happy, as there are actually two questions. Does a Vidwan go to Brahman or not? Does Vidwan go to Brahman, Avidwan go to Brahman or not? Does Avidwan go to Brahman or not? Question number one. Does Vidwan go to Brahman or not? Hence, he gives a second interpretation. He justifies the plurality. In the above method, he voluntarily drops it and takes up the following second interpretation only. There is an implied third question. The Upanishad does not present it, but it can be implied. Not because Shankara now tells what is implied meaning. Okay, let me read it here. Because we hear Asat Brahmeti Vedachet, I'm reading page number 336. Because we hear Asat Brahmeti Vedachet and Asti Brahmeti Chedveda, it is clear there is a doubt whether Brahman exists. Whether Brahman exists. From that doubt, through implication, the first question, does Brahman exist or not, arises. Brahman being impartial, the second question is, does an ignorant person reach Brahman or not? It is doubted further that since Brahman is equal to all, just like an ignorant person, why does a wise person also not reach Brahman? Hence, the third question is, does a wise person gain Brahman or not? So, Bhashyakara recognizes the whole thing now. Properly phrasing the three questions. From the two statements of Shruti, it is clear that there is doubt whether Brahman exists or not. In our approach, the word samshaya, doubt, implies koti dvayam, two views, possible options, whether this or that. Koti dvayam is not a point of view, as one view is asti, so then the other view is nasti. There are reasons for both views. You are not able to see the fallacy in the reasoning of nasti. Therefore, there is doubt. If the fallacy is seen, then asti becomes clear. Therefore, Bhashyakara uses both the words asti and nasti. Tataha arthat praptaha. By implication, based on the doubt, we get prathama anuprashtaha. The first question, kim asti nasti va iti. Does Brahman exist or not? Then, Brahmanaha apakshapatitvat. Brahman does not have partiality, leaning towards one side. Brahman is not partial to Vidwan. If Vidwan goes to Brahman, an ignorant person also should go to Brahman. Hence dvitiyaha. The second question is, avidvan gachyati na gachyati iti. Does an ignorant person go to Brahman or not? There is a particular expression that if you go on praising Bhagavan, he gets flattered and gives you whatever you want, irrespective of who you are. Praise of Bhagavan is not to flatter Bhagavan. As Bhagavan cannot be flattered, the idea behind praise is to recognize whatever good qualities you have. You have to be Bhagavad Gunas so that your Abhimana will go. Very nice thing. Please make a note of it. Praise of Bhagavan is not to flatter Bhagavan. As Bhagavan cannot be flattered, the idea behind praise is to recognize whatever good qualities you have to be Bhagavad Gunas so that your Abhimana, Ahankara, your identity will go. The third question is, Brahmanaha samatve api avindushaha iva vidushaha api agamanam ashankyate. Brahman being the same cause for both, if avidvan does not go, avidvan also will not go. The question whether Brahman exists or not has a bearing on the following sections. Meant to prove Brahman's existence. The question whether Brahman exists or not has a bearing on the following sections. Meant to prove Brahman's existence. In Srishti Prakaranam. Okay. Etesham prativachanartha uttaro granthah arabhyate. Tatta astitvameva tavaduchyate. Tatra astitvameva tavaduchyate. Etesham prativachanartham. As an answer to these questions, uttaro granthah, the later text, arabhyate is started. So the later text is started as an answer to these questions. There Brahman's existence alone is discussed. Tatra astitvameva, tatra astitvameva tavad uchyate. There Brahman's existence alone is discussed. Etesham anuprashnanam prativachanartham. For the purpose of answering these questions, uttaraha granthaha arabhyate. The section that follows is begun. Tatra astitvameva tavadu uchyate. First, brahmanaha astitvam uchyate. Brahman's existence is said. Depending upon the context, the word tavat points out what is being said. Here, the meaning will be first. Pratham yartha. Yachoktam. Yat cha uktam, yachoktam, satyam jnanam anantam brahma iti. Tatra cha katham satyatvam, tatra cha katham satyatvam iti yetad vaktavyam. Uktam hi sadeva satyam iti. Tasmat Sattva uktya eva, satyatvam uchyate. It was earlier said that Brahman is Satyam, Jnanam and Anantam. With reference to that statement, it has to be said as to how Brahman has the status of being Satyam. It has indeed been said by Chandogya Upanishad, 6th chapter, 2nd section, 1st mantra. What is existence alone is Satyam. Therefore, by saying that Brahman exists, Satyatvam of Brahman is stated. The Purapakshi's argument is that Brahman not being available for experience is non-existent. What exists alone can be real. If Brahman is non-existent, see, you all must remember why this is explained now. See, whether Ajnani goes back to Brahman or not, whether Ajnani goes back to Brahman or not, that question is relevant only if first of all you are sure Brahman exists. If you don't even accept Brahman, if you think Brahman does not even exist, if you are not 100% sure Brahman exists, that must become very clear. If you are sure Brahman exists, only then the next question is practical and relevant. Will a Vidwan go back to Brahman, or an ignorant person go back to Brahman or not? So reaching Brahman, you can discuss only if first of all accept that Brahman exists first of all. Therefore now, the important question is, does Brahman exist or not? So Brahman definitely exists. That has to be proved. Now only then, after establishing Brahman exists, by establishing this question itself, answer itself, all other questions will be answered. By answering one question, all other four questions will be answered. That is the beauty of the teaching. So now you see how it is going to be answered. Brahman exists. That has to be established. By establishing that fact itself, all other questions will be answered. Who will go, who will not go? What it means by saying reaching Brahman, etc. Going back to Brahman means what? All that will become answered very clear here. Therefore, the Purapakshi's argument is that Brahman not being available for experience is non-existent. What exists alone can be real. If Brahman is not existent, Brahman cannot be real, Satyam. Answering this, Bhashyakara points out that it was earlier said that Brahman is Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam. How is Brahman Satyam? Bhashyakara recollects the Chandogya Upanishad sentence, Sadeva Saumya Idamagre Asit. All that is here was Satya, existence alone. The word Brahman was not mentioned there, but the word Satyam was used in the beginning of the section. When the clay example was cited, Vacharambhanam Vikaro Namadheyam Mrittika Eva Satyam. An effect is only a name based on speech, and clay, the cause alone, is Satyam. Chandogya Upanishad, 6th section, 1st mantra, 6th chapter, 1st section, 4th mantra. An effect is mithya. Since sat is the cause of all that is here, that sat alone is, and sat is satyam, the vastu. Anything you say as satyam is sadvastu. In this Upanishad also, Brahman was pointed out as Upadana Karanam, the cause of everything. Therefore, Brahman is Satyam. Katham evam arthata avagamyate. Katham evam arthata avagamyate uttara granthasya shabdanugamat. Anenaivahi arthena anvitani uttaravakyani. Tat satyamitya chakshate. Taittiriya Upanishad, 2nd chapter, 6th section. Yadesha akasha anando nasyat. ityadini. How do you get this meaning for the later section? It is in keeping with the words that follow. The later sentences such as, they call that asatyam. If that ananda were not there in the space of the heart and so on, are pervaded by this meaning alone. Yadesha akasha anando nasyat. These sentences are there in the second chapter, seventh section. So what he says, how do you get this meaning for the later section? It is in keeping with the words that follow. The later sentences such as, they call that asatyam. If this ananda were not there in the space of the heart and so on, all these sentences and so on are pervaded by this meaning alone. Evam arthata means satya sadhana parata. Satya sadhana parata. Commitment to establish the existence of Brahman. Satya sadhana parata means a commitment to establish the existence of Brahman. How do you get this meaning for the Uttara Granthaha? For the later section, Shabda Anugamat. If you go along with the words, that is what you get. Anenaivahi Arthena Anvitani Uttara Vakyani. All the vakyas that are going to come later are pervaded and connected to each other by this meaning alone. What are those vakyas? He gives two quotations. One is, Tat Satyam Iti Achakshate, Taittiriya Upanishad, second chapter, sixth section. Tat Satyam Iti Achakshate. Brahman is Sarva Karanam, therefore Satyam Iti Achakshate. They call Brahman as Satyam. The other is Yadesha Akasha Anando Nasyat. The two quotations are mentioned here. Yadesha Akasha Anando Nasyat. Here, Akasha is Atma. Asamantat Kashate Prakashate Iti Akashaha. Atma is that which shines all the way. Yadi yeshaha anandaha chidakashtaha nasyat. If it is not there, kaha hi anyat, who would live? Who would breathe? Kaha pranyat. It's not mentioned, I'm just adding. Kaha hi anyat, who would live? Who would breathe? The words akasha atma can be taken as akashe atma also, as Bhashyakara takes. These vakyas prove Brahma Astitvam, existence of Brahman. These are typical lines of Bhashyakara. Very short and moving, thereby introducing the next Shruti Vakyam, Sokamayata. Purapakshi. Tatra asadeva brahma iti ashankite. Kasmat yadasti tad viseshataha grihyate. Yatha ghatadi. There it is doubted that Brahman is non-existent. Why? What exists is perceived distinctly, just as a pot, etc. So until now it's okay. Now Purupakshi comes. The question comes. Purupakshi comes with the question. Tatra asadeva brahma iti ashankyate. You have to understand Purupakshi well. Kasmat yadasti tad visheshataha grihyate yatha ghatadi. There it is doubted that Brahman is non-existent. Look at this. Now come Purapakshi comes and tells. Are you following? Purapakshi tells, Brahman is not there. Sami illa bhutam illa po. He tells that, okay? There is no truth. There is no Brahman. There is no God. His argument. It is doubted that Brahman is non-existent. Why? What exists is perceived distinctly just as a pot, etc. What exists should be available for experience. But Brahman is not. Therefore, Brahman is not there. Okay. Tatra asadeva brahma iti ashinkyate. A doubt is entertained that Brahman does not exist. Kasmat, why? Because yad asti, whatever is there, tad visheshataha grihyate. It is understood with its specific attributes. Like a pot is understood as having potness. Cow is understood as having cowness. And so on. Each object is distinct from every other object. We can recognize the visesha in every object. When you recognize the specific attribute of potness, you recognize it as, I am ghataha. This is a pot. Such specific attributes which help you recognize an object are not there for Brahman. When I look out for Brahman, I should be able to recognize Brahman having Brahmanness. But you say it is sarva visesha rahitam. But you say it is sarva visesha rahitam, free from all attributes. How am I going to recognize the existence of Brahman? Yan nasti tanno palabhyate. Still Purapakshi, okay? Still Purapakshi. Yan nasti tanno palabhyate. Yedu illayo adu. Not available for perception. Yan nasti tat na upalabhyate. Tanno palabhyate. Yatha shasha vishanadi. Tatha nopalabhyate brahma. Tasmat visheshataha agrahanat nasti iti. What is not there is not perceived. Just as a rabbit's horn and so on. In the same way, Brahman is not perceived. Since it is not distinctly perceived, it is not there. Yad nasti, what is not there, tad na upalabhyate, is not available for recognition. Yatha shasha vishanadi, just as the horn of a rabbit and so on. Shasha is rabbit and vishana is born. Shashaha is rabbit. And Vishanaha is horn. Rabbit's horn, Vishanaha. Nobody can perceive it because it is not there. Tatha, in the same way, Brahma na upalabhyate. Brahman also is not perceived. Because rabbit's horn, etc. are not perceived. And therefore, they are not there. So too, Brahman also is not perceived. And therefore, it is not there. If Brahman is there, it should be available for knowing with its distinct attributes like a pot. There is agrahanam, non-grasping of Brahman. So it is not there. This is the reason for saying Brahman asti, Brahman is not there. I'm reading the footnote behind below. Before going to Siddhanta, if Brahman is an object like a pot, having its own attributes, knowing that Brahman, you are not going to become any different. You have known, experienced so many things, you remain the same. Without any improvement on the original status of self non-acceptability, Brahman can never be an object. The fact is, there is no object outside Brahman. Subject is never away from Brahman. That is what we have seen in earlier discussions. So there is agrahanam, non-grasping of Brahman. It is not there. This is footnote, is something, Swamiji's explanation as well. What goes with the bhasha which is given here. That is, there is agrahanam. Visheshataha agrahanat. This non-grasping of Brahman, so it is not there. This is the reason for saying Brahman asti. Siddhanti. Tanna. That is not true. Akashadi karanatvat brahmanaha. Brahman is the cause of space, etc. Therefore, Brahma is. Na nasti Brahma. It is not that Brahman is not there. Kasmat. Akashadihi sarvam karyam brahmanaha jatam grihyate. All the effects beginning from space are known to be born of Brahman. That is not true. Brahman is the cause of space, etc. It is not that Brahman is not there. All the effects beginning from space are known to be born of Brahman. First he says, Tatna, it is not so. The objection is answered by first negating what the other person said, and then the reason is given. No means nasti Brahma itina. It is not right to say Brahman is not. Kasmat, why do you say so? Because akashadi karanatvat brahmanaha. Brahman has the status of being the cause for akasha, etc. Akashadi sarvam karyam brahmanaha jatam grihyate. Akashadi sarvam karyam brahmanaha jatam grihyate. All karyas beginning from akasha are taken to be born of Brahman. All objects are karyas of Brahman. So, Brahman cannot be any given object having a visesha. In fact, the whole jagat is nothing but visesha to Brahman. There is no substantive as such. The substantive is Brahman. The language of a samsari requires substantives and attributes. The language that we use is born of a samsari. We have to use that language alone. Even if we use a special meta language for Vedanta, we have to first explain that meta language through the use, a common language, through the use of common language. We have to use a samsari's language to teach him. You are not a samsari. A samsari means an ignorant person. He thinks the whole jagat is full of objects, each having its own attributes. The fact is, the whole jagat consists of objects. Objects are but mithya. Attributes are Brahman. Objects are but mithya attributes of Brahman. What is a mithya attribute? It does not belong to Brahman, but at the same time, it cannot exist without being Brahman. Brahman is free from it. Brahman is the substantive with the nana, with the namarupa attributes. Brahman is substantive with namarupa attributes. Therefore, Brahman asti, Brahman is. Yasmacha jayate kinchit. Tad asti iti. Drishtam loke. Yatha ghata ankuradi karanam. Ghata ankuradi karanam. Mrid bijadi. यथा घट अंकुरादि कारणम मृद बीज आदि तस्मात् आकाशादि कारणत्वात् अस्ति ब्रह्म. This is seen in the world. That substance from which something is born exists just as the clay, seed, etc., which are the causes of pot, sprout, and so on, respectively. So clay is the cause of the pot, seed is the cause of the sprout, and so on, respectively. Therefore, Brahman, which is the cause of space, etc., does exist. Cha and Loke in the world. Drishtam, it is seen. What is seen? Yasmat kinchit vastu jayate. That from which something is born, tadasti, that cause exists. It is. Like what? Yatha. Like ghata. Ankuradi karanam, the cause of pot, sprout, etc., mrid bijadi, which is clay, seed, and so on. A pot is born out of existent clay, not out of non-existent clay. Similarly, a sprout is born of a seed that is seen by us. Without seed, there will be no sprout. There is no question of a sprout coming out of nothing. Therefore, seed exists. Tatha, similarly, akashadi karanatvat asti brahma. Brahman is the cause for space that is known to exist. And it is the cause of fire, air, etc. that are perceived by us. Therefore, like clay, etc., Brahman also exists. I'll read one more page and stop. Nacha asataha jatam kinchit grihyate loke karyam. Nacha asataha jatam kinchit grihyate loke karyam. Asataha chet, asatas chet namarupadi karyam. Niratmakatvat na upalabhyeta. Asatas chet namarupadi karyam. Niratmakatvat na upalabhyeta. Upalabhyate tu. Tasmad asti brahma. No effect is seen in the world as born of a non-existent thing. If an effect, name and form, is born of a non-existent thing, it would not be recognized because it does not have any being. On the other hand, it is recognized. Therefore, Brahman is. Nacha grihyate loke. It is not perceived in the world. What is not perceived? What is not perceived? Asataha jatam kinchit karyam. Any object or being born of asat, non-existence, like Vandhya Putraha, a non-existent son, is not perceived. We do not talk about an alliance for him. Why? Because he is not there. If something is born of asat, then niratmakatvat, because it has no being, na upalabhyeta, it will not be available for recognition. All right? Let it not be recognized. No. Upalabhyate tu. I see the karyam here. I see you. I have to deal with you. Therefore, the cause must exist. Akashadi karyam upalabhyate. I recognize the effects beginning from space. Tasmat asti brahma. Therefore, the cause Brahman is. There is no question of nasti brahma. Bhashyakara had two contemporary issues. There's no question of nasti brahma. Bhashyakara had two contemporary issues. One is that karma leads to moksha. And the other is that the reality is satyam. That is shunyam. Sorry. One is that karma leads to moksha. I'm rereading it. There's no question of Nasti Brahma. Bhashyakara had two contemporary issues. What are the two contemporary issues that Shankaracharya had? Bhashyakara had two contemporary issues. One is that karma leads to moksha. And the other is that the reality is shunyam. We therefore see him discussing these two issues at length whenever an opportunity arises. We see him discussing these two issues at length whenever an opportunity arises. If the people who say reality is shunyam are very serious about it, some of them have emotional commitment to Buddhist ideology. They listen to Vedanta because it is very convincing. Afterwards, they take Vedantic ideas to convince themselves to hold on to Buddhist ideology. They do not bring ideology to convince a Vedantin. They cannot. They say Buddhism also says the same thing. As the word shunya means attribute free, they do not accept attributes. Amithya. They do not accept attributes of mithya. And if they do so, then they have to accept Satyam Brahma. So it is all wishful thinking. These things do not really help us. You can give somebody the benefit of doubt. That is your bigness. But the pressure to make him right reveals muddled thinking inside. Until this page is very clear, isn't it? I think it's very straightforward, isn't it? Very clean. If you reread it again, it will become, you will just have everything in your mind. I tell you, you cannot find better comment. This unformed is so clear. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.